Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, February 27th. Thursday morning means it is time for our regular guest, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And it is a pleasant morning, so a blessed morning to you as well.
Thank you. Well, how are things going at Lutheran Senior Services?
Well, I was just looking out to see if the sun was shining. The sun is still shining. You know, it's like one of those really odd things. Things are going very well at Lutheran Senior Services, and I thought I would take some time in the next couple of weeks that I'm here to kind of use as a springboard or spring off of something that you mentioned last week, Andy, when we were together. If you recall, we were talking about that reach short stay, that if you know you've got hip replacement or knee replacement coming up, that you could be a step ahead. Get a jump ahead, and take a look at where you wanted to go for your rehabilitation, knowing that, you know, Lutheran Senior Services, our continuing care retirement communities also offer that short stay option. And you mentioned that that was like the Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. So I got to thinking about that and thought, you know, that really is an important thing as we age. And I'm sitting here as an aging person, and you probably have aging parents.
We're all aging.
We are all aging, yes, but we are of a variety of ages. And I know that our listeners are too. So I thought I would just take some time in my next couple of weeks together with you to talk about some of those aspects about what do you really think about when you want to be prepared. You know, you take a look at the statistics of aging, and believe it or not, St. Louis is the sixth fastest aging city in the United States.
What does that mean, fastest aging? We all
what that means,
age chronologically the
we
same,
do,
right?
We do age chronologically, but the number, what it means is the number of people 65 or older.
Uh-huh.
So we rank sixth in the United States of the number of people 65 and older. In fact, St. Louis County itself is aging rapidly as well. So if you kind of drill down and say, well, we're all aging rapidly, but we happen to, those of us here in St. Louis, happen to live in one of the metropolitan areas that is, maybe we're just living longer here. I don't know. Maybe it's just such a wonderful place to live that we have so many more people over 65 because it's that great of a place. But when you think about that, we really do feel that we have a responsibility for making sure that we provide options for no matter what circumstances you are in. So whether you are looking for low-income housing, whether you're looking for services where you stay in your own home, whether you are looking to move into a continuing care retirement community, especially being prepared someday for maybe health changes, we really feel it's our responsibility to make sure that those are available, especially in a place with such great aging numbers. So let's say that you are a listener and you're thinking, okay, so I am getting on in my years, and what should I be taking a look at? So that's what we're going to look at for the next couple of weeks. And I thought I would start today by just talking about taking a look at our current home. So many of the seniors that we serve have lived in their home for 40 years, 50 years, 30 years. And that's really your place to start, whether you're talking about yourself or whether you are talking about your parents, your aunt, your grandma. One of those things to take a look at would be your current home. And so the question you really face and you take a look at is this a place where I can stay for the long term? Should I stay or should I go? And all of those various options could be, like I had mentioned, finding those services that serve you in your home if you need that. Or let's say you're totally independent right now and you don't anticipate you're ever going to need services. There are some questions that you really should take a look at. First of all, how safe is your home? And does your home have the bedroom on the second floor with the bathroom on the second floor? Someday, if your mobility should be challenged, would you be able to be back and forth from the bedroom to the bathroom? It's one of those first questions you need to ask. What about your home modifications? What about the state of repairs that might be needed for your home? Are you looking at someday needing to replace that furnace, replace that roof, All of the home maintenance around mm-hmm. there, is that getting to be too much? We're looking at snow or sleet again. Is that getting to be too much? Do you have an available social network? Do you live close by where your church is, where you do your shopping? Do you have available transportation, whether or not you can remain with that? What do your taxes and insurance cost for your home? If your needs change, are you positioned to bring in-home support? And finally, do you have an emergency plan? So, for example, if something were to happen on an evening, overnight, you were to fall, something happened, who would be close by to give a call to support you? A lot of those questions are the things that you take a look at. The very first question you ask is, can I stay in my current home? And my closing thought, and next week we'll talk a little bit about what about the option of living with a family member? Mm-hmm. What kind of questions would you take a look at for that? No, that won't be next week, because next week, it'll be in 2 weeks, we'll take a look at what that option looks like.
Well, we've got, yeah, coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's not just for our listeners who are aging, but also, I think, for their children as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm approaching that sandwich generation where mm-hmm. we're raising our children, but also eventually we'll be taking care of our aging parents as well. And mm-hmm. so these are questions that we need to start asking,
right?
Of ourselves and asking mm-hmm. our parents as well.
And I think that is very true. It's we often talk about those... You know, it's not an easy conversation. I mean, to start to approach your parents and to say, well, let's just think about that. What mm-hmm. are the options we're looking at, mom and dad? And really approaching it from the standpoint of what is best for them,
mm-hmm.
because that really is where you're coming from. So
right.
we'll explore a lot of those different options in the coming weeks. But my closing devotional thought is that I wanted to, and that's a perfect lead in, Andy, because I wanted to be sure that we remembered that we not overlook the family support. So bringing our children into those conversations, those of you with aging parents, bringing your parents into the conversations, you are a unit. Mm-hmm. You are a family. These kinds of decisions are very crucial decisions, but they should be made together as a family, because we are living and working together as a family is a crucial thing. So I just wanted to close with that whole idea of living together in unity, because that, unfortunately, one of the challenges that people do run into is that even as children or siblings, there can be differing opinions mm-hmm. about what is best for mom and dad. So ultimately, what we have to keep remembering and thinking is God gave us the gift of family to live together in harmony and unity. So I just wanted to share a couple of verses. Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And from Romans 12, verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. And finally, Philippians 2, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And that's my final thought as we even move into Ash Wednesday and Lent next week.
Amen to that. Well, Jane, always good to talk with you. God's blessings.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Mike Redman from the Traveling Weather Show. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.